1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 58. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 45. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 57-year-old Albion resident Robert J. Dodge was sentenced to prison yesterday in Edwards County Circuit Court. He pleaded guilty to counts of unlawful possession with intent to deliver meth and unlawful possession of firearm ammunition by a felon. Judge Michael Valentine sentenced Dodge to 4 years and 6 months in prison for each count, along with 2 years of mandatory supervision upon his release, and the counts will be served concurrently. Dodge was credited with 121 days served in jail, and he was ordered to pay $300 fines on each count plus court costs. Edwards County State's Attorney Eric St. Ledger prosecuted the case, and public defender Brian Schinkel represented Dodge. More news next.
April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah, flowers! And a ton of tall grass to cut every week.
You don't like cutting the grass?
If I just had a great riding mower.
Get ready for spring at Kincaid's with our riding lawnmowers. Save some green while cutting some green by receiving up to $1,000 off Snapper and Simplicity mowers. Now is the time to buy your mower at Kincaid's.
In other news, 47-year-old Fairfield resident Thomas W. Kramer was arrested yesterday afternoon by Fairfield police on a charge of aggravated domestic battery. Kramer was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Several people were released from the Wayne County Jail yesterday after pleading guilty in Wayne County Circuit Court to various counts. Sentencings will either be established at a later date or have been set for later in the spring or summer. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Michael B. Thomason pleaded guilty to a count of residential burglary, and 42-year-old Fairfield resident Joshua I. Musgrave pleaded guilty to a count of burglary. 19-year-old Fairfield resident Craig S. Stein pleaded guilty to a count of aggravated battery. 55-year-old Jeff resident Carol S. Robertson pleaded guilty to a count of theft over $500. And 27-year-old Sisney resident Dewey F. Desch pleaded guilty to an amended count of possession of less than 5 grams of meth. The Wayne County Courthouse is only handling certain cases at this time, including emergency orders of protection and pleas for defendants already in custody. All other cases are in the process of being rescheduled. Compassion Pregnancy Center in Fairfield will be available during regular business hours today to help with material needs, such as diapers and formula. Doors will be locked, and people must call 842-2525 or text 335-1347 to set up a no-contact exchange. The center's banquet has also been rescheduled for September 18th. The Wayne County Health Department will have limited hours and services until further notice and will not accept any walk-ins at this time. The department will offer WIC, family case management, and immunization services by appointment. Only the patient and parent, guardian, or child will be allowed to enter the building for said appointments. Anyone with questions or who would like to cancel or schedule an appointment should call 842-5166. The national tournament in which the FCHS varsity scholastic team had been invited to participate has been canceled. As a result, the annual Mind Bowl that was set for April 16th has also been canceled. The team greatly appreciates the support of those who had already sent in a donation or team entry, and it will ensure checks are returned. Anyone with questions should contact Tammy Austin at taustin@fchsmules.com. The Fairfield City Council held a teleconference meeting last night and unanimously voted to hire Terry Bruckert as the city's TIF attorney. He is a partner in the law firm of Bruckert, Grunke, and Long of O'Fallon. In his comments, Mayor Brent McGuire said he believed Bruckert would be a great fit for the city. Mayor McGuire also updated the council on the city's approach to the coronavirus situation. He said the health and well-being of residents is paramount with reduced city services. He urged residents to stay informed on the situation and to stay home. The mayor also stated he was amazed by the acts of kindness and selflessness that have been displayed during the pandemic. He encouraged residents to keep up the good work, as it does not go unnoticed. Anyone with questions can contact City Hall during normal operating hours or visit fairfield-il.com or coronavirus.illinois.gov. Alderman Eugene McGill was absent from the meeting. The Edwards County Board of Education took no action at a special session last night held to discuss a bid with Schneider Electric. A bid on work to replace boilers and lighting in the district, as well as work on an automatic HVAC system at the K-12 and new toilets at the schools, came in significantly higher than an earlier estimate. The board agreed to allow Superintendent David Cowger to investigate other options and report back to the board. That report is tentatively scheduled for April 6th at 6 p.m. The Wayne County Farm Bureau has announced its 2020 4-H project grants. 18 Wayne County 4-H'ers were awarded a total of $1,988.53 this year. A total of 23 applications were received, requesting $2,720.70. Those receiving grants are Avery Barnard for visual arts food decorating, Nathan Barnard for visual arts woodworking, Jude Carter for meat goats, Nev Carter for meat rabbits, Kenley DeVoy for meat goats, Aiden Dickey for floriculture, Abigail Hallis for Seam Clothing 1, Afia Hallis for aerospace adventures, Addison Hutchcraft for sheep, Brody Hutchcraft for beekeeping, Harv Kaiser for swine, Cohen Kinsolving for vegetables, Aspen Legg for dogs, Maya McGowan for chickens, Kaylin Stennett for creative arts clays, Anna Taylor for poultry, Camden Vaughn for goats, and Kirsten Vaughn for equine. The 4-H Project Grant Program is designed to encourage young 4-H'ers to begin new projects by eliminating potential cost burdens they may have, as well as to encourage new individuals to become active in the program. Each 4-H'er is required to submit receipts of their project purchases before they receive their grant money. The Fairfield Business and Professional Women's Foundation is accepting scholarship applications from Wayne County High School senior girls and mature women returning to college. All scholarships awarded will be valued at $2,000. Because of school closures, high school girls should call or text Thea Gain at 919-2819 for their applications. Gain will collect a small amount of personal information and then send out a copy of the required paperwork. The Mature Women's Scholarship application is available on Frontier Community College's website, and a link to that application may be found on our news headlines page. The deadline for all scholarships to be postmarked is June 1st. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 250 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon, along with 4 deaths, including a Chicago resident in his 50s, 2 Cook County residents in their 60s, and a DuPage County resident in her 90s. The total number of confirmed cases in the state was at 1,535, with 16 deaths. Grundy County in northern Illinois is now reporting a confirmed case as well, bringing the total number of counties in the state with COVID-19 to 32. There are no confirmed cases in southeastern Illinois, including in Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, White, Clay, Hamilton, or Jefferson counties. Cases by county can be found on coronavirus.illinois.gov. U.S. Senate leaders and the Trump administration reached an agreement early this morning on a $2 trillion stimulus package to help the economy through the coronavirus assault, according to a report from the Washington Post. The deal was announced on the Senate floor around 1:30. The agreement caps 5 straight days of intensive negotiations. It aims to flood the economy with capital by sending $1,200 checks to many Americans, creating a $367 billion loan program for small businesses, and setting up a $500 billion fund. Of that fund, $425 billion is supposed to go to businesses, cities, and states. An additional $50 billion would go to passenger airlines, as well as $8 billion for cargo airlines, and $17 billion for firms that are deemed important to national security. Other provisions reportedly include a massive boost to unemployment insurance, $150 billion for state and local stimulus funds, and $130 billion for hospitals. The Senate is expected to pass the legislation today, but action in the House, which is out of session, could take longer, depending on whether lawmakers can agree to pass the bill by unanimous consent. If unanimous consent is not possible, aides of both parties said the most likely scenario would be a day-long vote, where members would be encouraged to spread out their trips to the floor and not congregate as the vote is taken. The stock market rose sharply yesterday in anticipation of the deal, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average surging more than 2,100 points, or 11.4%. President Donald Trump has said he would like much of the country to be up and running by April 12th, even though the number of people testing positive for COVID-19 continues to climb. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he doesn't have enough data yet to tell state residents when his shelter-in-place order will end. Kim Howard has more.
The governor's stay-at-home order lasts until April 7th, but he says he's concerned that may have to be extended. Pritzker says that will depend on the number of coronavirus patients in Illinois and whether that's on the decline.
And you need to keep an eye on hospitalizations. That's really because we have had such minimal testing, really. You have to keep an eye on the hospitalization rate. That tells you for sure, you know, how many people are really sick.
The governor says he knows how hard this is for everyone, especially those who are not able to collect a paycheck or who have had to close their business under the order. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois manufacturers and biotech companies are ready to help the state's fight against COVID-19. The Essential Equipment Task Force has been created to allow for the state's engineering and manufacturing might to be put to work in donating or making supplies that are in need or short supply. Governor J.B. Pritzker says that will allow thousands of companies and facilities to make N95 masks, gowns, hand sanitizer, and other goods. Mark Densler, head of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, says many factories are already beginning to act.
Some manufacturers are ramping up production of current products, while others are repurposing their facilities to meet the need. Liquor manufacturers are making sanitizer. Clothing manufacturers are making masks and gowns. Plastic injected molding companies are making parts for testing kits. This new essential equipment task force will help these companies collaborate, break down regulatory barriers in Washington, D.C. or Springfield, provide medical standards and testing, and help review the validity and safety of these products. Importantly, these products will remain in Illinois to help our families and our neighbors.
More information may be found on the Illinois Manufacturers Association webpage. That's the news. Area deaths next.
John's Butcher Block in downtown Fairfield remains committed to their community. They will continue to open their doors for you as long as they can during this coronavirus outbreak. It is business as usual. Thank you for supporting them as they support you. Hashtag, we are all in this together. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card. They are located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
Graber Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graber Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graber Post Buildings at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graberpost.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 45. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 21,720, up 1,015 points. The NASDAQ is at 7,539, up 121. May crude oil is at $24.51. That is up 44 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old McLeansboro resident J.R. Edmonds died on Tuesday. J.R. Edmonds is survived by his son, Gerald Ray Edmonds, one granddaughter, two great-grandchildren, siblings Georgetta Webb, Marie Cox, and George Edmonds, and several nieces and nephews. Private family services for J.R. Edmonds will be held at noon on Saturday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be at Digby Cemetery. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, mostly sunny skies with a high of 58. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 45, and then cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 72. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered showers are possible on Friday with a high of 70 and low of 62. Showers are likely on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 70 and low of 48, and then partly cloudy on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 56 with an overnight low near 40.